McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Well, a bit of a surprise on a Sunday night. It's the Fremantle Dockers who got the points over Collingwood, 10-1-61 to the Magpies, 7-7-49. Gents, Collingwood sit in 10th position now. How have you seen their time over here in the WA hub?
Well, it's been sort of mediocre, hasn't it? They haven't set the world on fire. But when you look at them, their deep defence today was very poor, wasn't it? When you went deep into attack, Fremantle always a chance to score. And I think then they're, if Majacek is held, they're looking to those smaller players around the pack to score for them with their skill and brilliance. But that was blunted today by a very good defence. That defence by Fremantle was, what you'd say, a standard setter in the competition. That's as good as it gets.
They're a different looking team without De Goey inside that forward line. 2 weeks ago, we watched them against Geelong, and at the end of it, I said, I don't think I've seen a team play better football than that. They were brilliant. They were outstanding. They had options inside forward 50. You know, my check looked good because De Goey was going really well. But suddenly, De Goey's out of the side, and they get absolutely towed up by West Coast. We expected that they'd fight back and play well today and win the game, but they've been challenged by a side that never gave up, and they've really put, you know, Collingwood under enormous amount of pressure. And now, in this shortened season, the Pies, who will be hopping on a plane tomorrow heading to Queensland, we know they've got some real short turnaround games, a bit like the Cats, over the next 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to be very difficult for them now to be able to find a couple of wins and keep themselves in this competition because, as you said, what are they, 10th at the moment, the Pies? And they, you know, they're a lot better side than 10th, but you start to lose a couple more games like this and suddenly your chances of playing finals start to get a little bit more slimmer.
Yeah, interesting one for the Pies. Collingwood have had 28 goals, 4 behinds kicked against them in the past 2 games. So that's a scoring accuracy of 87.5%. The highest ever against any club over a 2-game span.
Is that right?
So that's an interesting one.
It's a big stat.
That is a big stat.
That's in the history
of the game. So we're talking shorter quarters.
2-game span, history of the game. The previous record was 84%, 21 goals for Hawthorn in round 10, round 16, and round 17 of 2010. Sorry.
Beast.
Mosh that beast.
Oh, my goodness.
Mosh it.
Three votes.
Mosh it.
I got to give a bit of credit to Swampy on this one.
Triple MVP. Beast. He's going to. He won't.
3 votes.
Not only will his body not get out the door, his head won't get out the door now.
3
Have
votes.
Have a look
beast.
At him strutting around.
No, we've got to keep the head small, Lock, otherwise it makes the body look like a crescent.
Okay.
It's like a bonsai tree. I wrap it in wire just to keep it down.
So when we're talking Collingwood, they've got the Swans coming up in a couple of days' time, in fact, on Thursday. So they'll jump on a flight now, they'll leave the WA hub, and they'll head over east into Queensland and play the Swans.
And they probably need a team like Sydney because at the moment Swans aren't going that well, and they should get over the line against the Sydney Swans. But yeah, it's amazing how your season can turn around. You can not be in great form, but then suddenly come up against a couple of sides, find a way to win, not pretty, start to get a bit of momentum. They're going to have to get the job done against Sydney next Thursday.
Make sure you get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. I think my man Ivan, I think he might have had 2 or 3 burgers.
Oh, members. Good on you, Ivan. You deserve it. I might be joining you soon, pal.
No doubt about that for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. We'll do the I'm loving it moment in just a minute. But the Fremantle Dockers, will they next week, Dan, take on Carlton? So, they're a bit of a chance, you know, we're not getting carried away with ourselves, but they could get 2 in a row and continue to make huge strides in 2020.
If they get a couple of players back, who knows? But Carlton, I mean, Jekyll and Hyde in that game against Hawthorn, first quarter was terrific and then absolutely nothing. So who knows? But it's a difficult time for players, I'm sure, but Fremantle, well, I like what they're doing, and I said this before the game. I wasn't trying to be smart, but their last game was disappointing. But up until then, they'd been building. They were disciplined, and you could see what they were trying to do, build from the back, a bit like Collingwood in some respects, and then move quickly. Well, it wasn't going 100%, but at the same time, you gave it a tick because it was working well enough. And then tonight, it really blossomed. So they should be feeling very happy.
Sorry, I said Carlton. It's Hawthorn.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then they'll have Carlton after that.
Yeah. Hawthorn will be tougher.
Yeah,
the gate by last answer.
Yeah, that's right.
That will be tougher the way they played.
Not be 2 in a row.
The last 3 quarters. They were very good, Hawthorn.
From all reports, Sydney and GWS have come to town.
Yes.
Fremantle haven't played neither of those sides. And you know, every chance to knock off Sydney, they could win the next three games. They could go four in a row. This is how, you know, much of an advantage you do get. And no doubt, Fremantle look like a better side here in Perth.
Being a, like, if you were a Fremantle fan, though, you'd go, well, let's not get carried away, because they're a bit like Melbourne. They can let you down very, very quickly. They can look good for a couple of weeks and then bang.
Speaking like a true Melbourne supporter.
Exactly right. Today's I'm loving it moment happened on the siren of the fourth quarter. Here's how he called it on Triple M Footy. Ball thrown in. It's a little short for the ruckman. The tap to Mundy. Shrugs off the tacklers. He's been caught high. Mundy will get a free kick inside 50. And that's the ball game. That is it, Sandra Wembley. A goal or a behind, it doesn't matter. It'll seal the deal for Freo.
He's kicked some big clutch goals. He's smart enough to take his 30 seconds. Wait for the siren, ladies and gentlemen.
Freo win. It's just by a matter of how much from the boot of David Mundy. He says, let's make it 12 points. The fans are loving it. The Dockers have caused a huge upset. Ah, very nice, Embers.
Oh, I got a little
getting his own I'm loving it moments.
Oh, I love it. I'm definitely going to Macca's tonight. Top of a great weekend. We've seen a couple of great games in the end, haven't we? Last night, terrific.
This one was different, wasn't it?
It was
still thrilling.
Sometimes when those low-scoring games, you know, they're going, oh, geez, not sure. But you know what? We get a great ending, and we certainly did tonight.
You would take six great quarters out of eight, wouldn't you? Anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tan's joined us back upstairs. You didn't get rained on, which is absolutely fantastic.
Spoken like someone in the box. I did get rained on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. How long did it rain for?
It only rained during half time, just enough to make the surface slippery, and then it stopped.
You went off to the bar for that little
no,
bit.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. But we've had pretty good crowds, haven't we? I mean, the Friday game, then last night, and then tonight, mid-20s. You know, you walk away pretty happy with that.
Well, 60,000 people over three games, and I think that's a pretty good figure for Optus Stadium. We had 12,000 on Friday. It was really interesting to be here when there's a 50-50 crowd for the neutral games. I really enjoy it. Last night, 26,000 and just over 20 today. So really lucky to be coming to the footy and seeing some quality football, aren't we?
Yep, absolutely. So there's a couple of players out just doing a bit of a run for the Fremantle Dockers. The final score, 10-1-61. That's Fremantle's score, and Collingwood 7-7-49. And we'll go to the Beast for some stats. Take it away. Get moshed.
Thanks, Locke. Leading the way for the Pies was Treloar. He finished on his average, 30 disposals, 8 clearances for him. So another big game for him. Sidebottom, a good return for him, albeit in a losing effort. 25 disposals, 6 scoring involvements, 2 goals. Noble had the 25, Maynard 24, Chris 20, and Moore, solid game all night, 19 disposals he finished with. Grundy did have 43 hit-outs, so he still had a monster game in the ruck. Didn't equate to that much, though, for them when they needed 11 disposals for him. The Pies did finish a plus 23 in hit-outs, plus 9 in inside 50s. And for the Dockers, Ryan led the way. 25 disposals, 7 marks, 526 metres gained. Fife, as we spoke about, 24 disposals, 18 of them contested possessions, 8 clearances, 4 scoring involvements. Sarong, 24 as well, 14 contested, 9 clearances for him, 4 scoring involvements. Mundy, 23, 15 contested, 10 clearances for him. Blakely, 23 and 3 clearances. Tabana had the 4 goals, which makes him one of only 4 players to kick goals in all 9 rounds this year. So we get him on being, you know, Mr. Reliable, and he's not that. Well, he's been relatively consistent when you consider there's only 3 more players in the AFL to have done that this year. Schultz had the 2. Freo, plus 13 in disposals, plus 36 contested possessions, plus 15 in clearances. And that's, of course, with Fife, Sarong and Mundy combining for 27 clearances between them. And that is the Triple M Get Mosh stats for the night, Lock.
All righty, the winners so far in this round, in fact, for this round, for Choice Hotels around the grounds, book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply. The Tigers, then Port Adelaide, Hawks, Lions, Roos, the Saints, the Eagles last night, and the Giants and the Dockers today. That final score was 10-161, Fremantle, Collingwood 7-749. We're waiting and waiting, Dan. I mean, this is ridiculous. The Dockers have won a game. We have put in a call. Can we have a bit of a chat? I don't think in 3 years we've had a Dockers player after the game.
And they've changed coach. They've changed coach.
Come on, Fremantle.
It's systemic, but is it coming from the coach?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, we're still waiting. And when did the game finish? About what? 15 minutes ago? 20 minutes ago?
That's a nonsense.
22 minutes, and we haven't got a text back.
Let them celebrate. Let them celebrate. Let them enjoy it.
No, let's get a grab, Embers. Come on. Get out to the fans. They're all going home in their cars listening to Triple M Footy, and they want to hear from one of their star players.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm with you. We got Justin Longmuir before
there,
the game.
There goes my request for an interview.
that's about as good as we're going to get. That's it. We're done.
I'll be getting no one-on-ones now. Take it away with the Triple MVP.
It's hard to give votes tonight. There was a lot of good players from both sides, but going to give Darcy Moore from Collingwood one vote. Just thought he stood up inside defensive 50 tonight. He took a lot of intercept marks. We've spoken about how he's going this year. He's in All-Australian form, and he was very impressive tonight. So one vote to Darcy Moore. Two votes to Caleb Sarong. He's going to be a player, this kid. He got an opportunity on Dangerfield last week. I thought he was even better tonight. 9 clearances, really did work well with Mundy and also Blakely. And he was a beast around the contest and definitely going to be a player. So 2 votes to Caleb Sarong. And 3 votes, I'm going to go with Luke Ryan. And I just thought tonight, Luke Ryan, inside defensive 50, just stood up. He was strong. He knew how to defend. He knew when to attack the footy. And sometimes key defenders don't get the votes. But I tell you what, I thought he was impressive tonight. And like Darcy Moore, I do think that he's in All-Australian form tonight. And for mine, was the best player on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. We agree.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was a terrific win. 10-1, too. That's pretty special.
Very good.
I thought Wife and Mundy a bit stiff not to get any votes from him.
Big Matty Tavernier, Dan's man, 4 goals.
Well, it's true.
Connor Blakely.
You put a Collingwood player in there, mate. You put more in there, which is very balanced.
It was difficult. What did I say before I started, Beast? Very difficult to give votes tonight.
Oh, well, you know, normally I just agree with everything you say.
I used to get this at home all the time. It was funny. Treloar didn't seem to be a big player in the game, did he? A lot of those possessions he gets are very quick and onto the next man who's running alongside. I mean, he's good with his hands, but tonight I don't think he did a lot of damage, to be honest.
30 touches, Dan, but 57% efficiency. So, you know, 1 in 2 disposals is not hitting the target. So you're right, a lot of those quick kicks. And that's what Treloar does. He finds a lot of the football. But I thought Sidebottom was probably the more influential midfielder. Maynard across half-back was good. They had a lot of good players tonight, Collingwood. But in the end, Fremantle were good enough to get the points.
They certainly were. They were winners tonight, or this afternoon here in Perth. 3 games over the weekend, as Tan said. 60,000 in attendance. Great to see a crowd back at the footy. And the Dockers won at 10-161. Collingwood 7-749. Thanks to the team. Hope you enjoyed all the action. Freo get a surprise win. And we'll be back next week for more footy. It continues over the next few days.
How many?
10 Monday nights. I'll see ya.
Okay.
For a big one. It's Fremantle Hawthorn. And we'll be here. For McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Miss any of Triple M Footy across the weekend? Catch up now on the Triple M app.
Triple M Rocks Footy.